Today's episode comes from something I wrote back in November of 2021 entitled, How Desperate Are You? How desperate are you for the blessing? Are you willing to pray night and day? How long will you knock on the door of blessing? Until your knuckles bleed? Until you knock the door down? The parable of the persistent widow is found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, reads, Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, Grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So the widow may have been thought to be crazy. She didn't give up, and she didn't just sit back and wait. God doesn't care about protocols. This woman had crazy faith. God honors those who defy protocol with their bold prayers. God still honors those who pray with audacity and tenacity. We need to take our requests to the Lord and pray like crazy. But God also calls us to act. He wants us to declare our victories and act in faith as if we have already received answers to our prayers. Some may find us to be crazy, but God is faithful to those who pray in faith like crazy. We need to make changes to the normal. We need to make bold prayers and big dreams our new normal, declaring they are fulfilled in Christ. Quoting from my devotional, it states, There is a pattern repeated in Scripture. Crazy miracles are offspring of crazy faith. Normal begets normal. Crazy begets crazy. If we want to see God doing crazy miracles, sometimes we need to pray crazy prayers. Bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers. So, get out there, make your requests known to God, and pray like crazy. I have done some things in life lately that some may deem crazy, like getting engaged and married all in a matter of months. But I know God is at the head of these decisions. What may seem crazy to men is not crazy when we are honoring our Heavenly Father's design for our lives. There may be some other crazy decisions coming down my path, so people, be prepared. I am forewarning you. But nothing is crazy when you bring it to God and pray without ceasing about it. He is faithful and will answer your prayers. Maybe not as you anticipated, and that just makes it even more real when you pick up and follow Him in all you do. God has a plan for your life, and all these hiccups, twists, turns, mountain climbs, and valley reaches are part of His plan to grow you, your faith, and trust in Him. Let go, let God, and pray like crazy. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and He will swing wide the doors and roll the stones away.